Well, good morning and welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark here in the studio. 45 degrees, sunshiny day. We're heading down to Brookings. Paul Johnson, Extension Weed Specialist at SDSU. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Well, you're supposed to have your day off today, and you're at the office catching up with some stuff with this beautiful sunshine?
Well, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. When you're running behind, you're running behind. And like normal, I'm not ahead of schedule, so...
Now,
you're taking care of a few things.
Are you about done with your winter meetings and all then?
Well, this next week we have our state weed and pest meeting and get that done. And then after that, it's kind of a lot of county weed and pest meetings that we work in around other things in March.
I suppose you're starting to get some lists together for your test plots. What are some of the herbicides and stuff you're going to be putting together for that, aren't you?
Yeah, we will be starting on that here shortly. And again, you just remind me of other things I got to get done, Chuck, that I don't have done. Because it won't be long, season's going to be here.
Well, the way it feels, I think people are going to get antsy already. But, Paul, let's talk a little about some new... chemicals coming in again. We're hearing a lot. Just a week ago or so ago, Xtend beans.
Yes, we do now have labels for the Xtendimax over the top of dicamba beans or Xtend beans. We also have the Ingenia product. Is labeled in South Dakota for over the top, and that's the BASF product, and then the Flexipan product by DuPont just recently got federal label, and so it's very likely that will have a state label before we get to spring, and so we'll have three different of those products that will be available out there to use over the top of the dicamba beans.
Well, and are all of them going to have some of the same things on the label as far as nozzles, different nozzles, and so on?
Well, the base nozzle is the same across the board, but then each product has a website that you can go on to, and then as things get added, they will be on that website, and those websites just really are starting to get activated. This week now, we've got some more nozzles added on the Xtendimax product and also a few tank mixes. And so it will be to watch those sites, because as these things progress through and get done, they will be added. It's a little bit different than what we've seen in the past, because with these products now, the requirements are that any additives, different nozzles have to be run through the wind tunnel and make sure they have no more drift than the initial one did. And as long as they're less, then they can be added to the label.
So they'll be kind of being going as time goes, but the registration's through now. Now they're just going to be changing labels as time goes.
Right. Now, and so the label will be kind of fluid that way. We'll be adding things as we go. At this point yet, we do not have a tank mix with anything where we can use Roundup and the dicamba or the Xtendimax products over the top.
Now we talk about dicamba. We want to make sure you can't go out and just get the regular dicamba that you always used and put on them. That's not legal, is it?
Right. You have to have one of the three products that are labeled so far in order to go over the top, and that's the Xtendimax, the Ingenia, or the Flexipan. And those three all have components to them that help reduce the potential for any vapor or particle drift.
And, of course, now coming out with some beans are going to be there. Make sure that if you do have these, that your neighbor, understand if your neighbor has them or not, because if it's right across the fence row, kind of tough to stop them anyway with any type of wind.
Right, and actually these new products now do have labeling on them that if there is a sensitive crop downwind, you're not allowed to spray within 110 feet of the edge of your field.
So it's going to be important to look at that label and at least go to some of these meetings. I know they've had some meetings, but you're... some of your chemical dealers and stuff, talk with them and understand that. But don't try stretching that label because it isn't. They aren't easy to get anymore.
No, and the thing is, this present label is a supplemental label, and it's only good for 2 years. And so if at the end of this period it is determined by EPA that things haven't been done right, the label can be pulled, and there's nothing we can do about it. And so they're going to be watching closely to make sure that we don't have any problems going on out there. And so consequently, yeah, we want to make sure we're doing it right and have this tool in the toolbox. It's just it's another tool we've got to deal with some of the problems we have been dealing with resistant weeds.
What about the 2,4-D resistance? How's that coming?
The from everything what I can hear, the 2,4-D product and this is called the Enlist system will not get a label in time for planting or use this year. They're looking at next year yet with that product. But the same way, it's going to be like the dicamba product in that only in this case we'll be able to spray 2,4-D over the top of the soybeans at a fairly high rate, up to a 1 pound rate.
Wow.
And that would be equivalent to a quart of 2,4-D in the old days. And so, you know, we did used to spray a little bit on corn, but, you know, it was a pint or less, and also in small grain. But this is also going to be another good tool we'll have to use, especially like on the resistant water hemp.
Well, that's a pretty good rate then, a pound.
Yeah. It's going to be, the rate is going to be from 3/4 pound to 1 pound, the way it's looking at this point anyway. And they are waiting on approval from China to buy the beans. And so once they get that approval, then we will have that product available too.
But we're coming up with quite a few chemicals now, herbicides, Paul, that we can fight these resistant weeds. But we just have to remember that we need to change some of these classes and maybe some of the mode of actions.
Right, and that's what we're looking at is, you know, with any system, we don't want to become dependent like we were for a while with Roundup. You know, it was so easy, everybody just totally went to Roundup, and it really hurt the ability for that product to stay around longer because we just kept spraying it and spraying it, and eventually it developed resistance.
Well, we kind of went through that with the ALS inhibitors. Remember that, Paul? And all of a sudden we were using it on small grain.
Yeah, back in the 90s, you know, mid-90s, boy, we were using the Pursuit and the SUs in our small grains.
Pinnacle, wasn't it? Yeah, Pursuit.
Yeah, Pinnacle was, you know, we had that on beans, and the Pursuits were working good, and boy, we could take care of kosher, we could take care about everything, and then all of a sudden they develop resistance, and all of a sudden they kind of become a non-player too. But they're still around, and for certain weeds, they're still very effective. And so they are one of the tools that's back in the toolbox in certain cases.
Well, and then Roundup came in. We said, well, we won't get a resistant to this, but we did. So it's one of those things we've got to be understand that we got to keep changing this. So the next one will come right again.
Right, and that's the same way with the dicamba here now. That product, you know, has been around for 50 years or more, and we do know it can develop resistance. In fact, in some of the neighboring states 20 years ago, there was some resistance to kochia. And fortunately, in South Dakota, we didn't use it enough that we had that problem develop in this state to this point, in a way.
Well, anyway, it's been a good day, and I know a good year, and hopefully we can get this crop out, and the pre's are still going to play a major part, isn't it?
Right. Pre-emergence, you know, getting those put on and doing a good job that way is very important. That is just part of our program. And these new products actually have it in their labeling that you are to use a pre. It's not a standalone program.
Well, Paul, I know there's a lot of things coming up. We're going to have to go, but I appreciate you joining us. And these guys, just make them aware that they got to keep looking at some of these labels and talking to their chemical dealers and understand what they're doing with these new ones, because we don't want to lose them.
Right.
All right, Paul, have a good day, and thanks for joining us. And get out and enjoy that sunshine.
We're going to try it.
All right.
You have a good one, too.
Okay, thanks, Paul.